This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, next on in the studio, we have our first guests. We have Jane Patterson and Laura Berzicott, who are co-artistic directors for the Gasworks Cabaret Project. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Now give us a little bit of a background on who you are.
Sure. Well, I'm Jane, and my background's in music. I studied violin at uni, and then, but I've always been a singer. So Laura and I met each other doing our performing in Ginger and Tonic, which is an a cappella cabaret group, who's also performing at the Cabaret Project.
Right.
There you okay. go.
And I'm Laura, and I have an acting background. So I started out sort of as an actor and then started singing and then met Jane through Ginger and Tonic. And then we worked together for a couple of years, and then we really enjoyed the sort of producing side of things. And then we came together and created our production company, Backpack On Productions.
Right. And how, this a cappella group that you had, how did that form?
It started initially back in 2010 with four of us. So it was me and my sister and two other friends at the time. We'd all kind of sung in choirs or in a bit of musical theatre and sung in different groups, but wanted to come together and do something that was just four parts and contemporary, basically, contemporary pop music and all original arrangements.
Right, okay. And so do you perform very often?
We do. We do a fair bit of touring, festivals. We've just done a show at Midsummer.
Right.
We do bits and bobs all over the place.
Okay. So then you decide that you like to produce and you've got your little own production company. Why the Cabaret Project?
We had our first sort of event that we ran was in Bright, and we decided to do the Bright Cabaret Festival. And we just love that medium. So we love that you have amazing music and then you can tell stories through it. And that's what we're both really passionate about. And we're also really passionate about bringing community together as well. So this project isn't just, you know, coming down and seeing shows. We're actually running workshops as well. So running a singing workshop
excellent.
Too. Yep. We've got Laura Milkey, the amazing, you know, producer guru, doing a producing workshop as well. So it's just all about combining the best of cabaret in sort of a week.
Right. And you went to Gasworks and said, we'd like to put this on. Is that how it happened?
They actually came to Bright and saw the festival in Bright and then wanted us to do something at Gasworks.
Right, okay. Yeah. And, you know, like, what a great space. You know, like, so you're taking over the whole of Gasworks for the week?
That's right. We've got the two theatres there, and we just did our Midsummer show in the main theatre there, which was great. We loved that venue. So, we've got the two theatres and... Yeah.
So workshops. Name some of the acts that are performing.
We've got Sally Cameron, who's a jazz singer doing an Eva Cassidy show.
Oh, okay.
It's called New American Tune.
I find Eva Cassidy an interesting one because she never did her own original stuff either, did she?
No, that's right.
She did covers of everyone else.
Everybody else, but everyone loves her.
That's
yeah,
right.
The style that and she sold, you know, like millions of albums, mostly after when she died.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And then we've got Jude Pearl performing Jude Pearl on the Saga of Sugar Hope Records. We have Selena Jenkins doing her show Thy Neighbour, and Ginger and Tonic, we're doing an Australian show called Australian Treasures and Guilty Pleasures.
Oh, okay. What
All Australian
sort of songs?
Music. Oh, we've got a bit of Kylie, Cold Chisel, The Seekers.
The bicycle song.
Oh, yes.
A pushbike song.
Push bike song.
By the Mixtures.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm old enough to know all that.
Yeah. And then we've also got a kids show on the Saturday morning, the Candy
excellent.
Tops. Yeah,
excellent.
Performed by the Candy Tops.
Okay, so when's it on?
So we have our gala on the 19th of February, which is hosted by the amazing Dolly Diamond, because we couldn't have an event without her.
Yes.
She's amazing. So that's on the 19th, where you get a little taster of all of the shows.
Yep.
And then the following week, so from the 27th till the 2nd of March, that's when all the shows are programmed.
Okay, brilliant. And of course, if you want to buy tickets, it's at Gasworks. You just go to their website, buy tickets there, and Gasworks is in Albert Park, so it's very close to everything. Thanks so much for coming in, and all the very best with the project. Now, is it going to be an annual event, do you hope?
That'd be, you know, the dream, wouldn't it? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, all the best with it, and also with the a cappella group as well.
Thank you so much.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.